Hey everybody, welcome to The Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
And I'm Josh.
And today we are watching episode 375, episode... Nope, of Power Rangers Lightspeed Rescue, episode 37, Wrath of the Queen.
It aired November 15th, 2000, written by John Fletcher, Jackie Marchand, and Denise Skinner.
Who's that?
I don't know.
She's new. Get her.
She's only on this one for the rest of this season anyway.
Okay.
Directed by Judd Lynn.
All right. Who is Denise Skinner?
I don't know. I took the deep breath because, like, oh, that's a long list.
Of three. Three people.
That's never
three.
Had to read more than two names at once.
And then if Judd is on directing duty, you know he's also got his fingers in that script pie.
Oh, yeah.
You know he does. Josh.
That's what I think of that.
If you're new here, what we do is we pause the recording, we go watch an episode of Power Rangers, we come back and we talk about it. You can follow along. We've got Netflix or the DVDs, and we're closing on the end, so you might as well catch up now.
No reason not to, really.
Yeah, you got 20 hours. Not even.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know.
Nine hours?
Like
nine. Let's maybe do it. More. Maybe 15.
Call out of work.
Yeah.
Watch Lightspeed Rescue.
Yeah.
Done and done.
Work sucks. Blink-182 knew that, and we know that, too. Just watch Lightspeed Rescue instead of doing your job. Anyway, we're going to go watch Wrath of the Queen right now.
Rescue ready. Back and we just watched The Wrath of the Queen.
We did.
Charlotte Flair came in and just messed up the Power Rangers.
Hey, did you watch the Hell in a Cell?
I haven't gotten all the way through it. The last match I saw was AJ and Joe.
Okay, that match had a bad end, but every single AJ championship match kind of sucks at the end. That's just kind of how his WWE career goes. Charlotte's match was totally fine. Maybe the second best on the show.
I liked that one a lot.
I liked it a lot.
Not just because Becky won, but a lot because Becky won.
I wish they would have done the double turn at the end because everyone was cheering Becky anyway and booing Charlotte anyway.
I really thought they were going to. All she had to do was slap her.
That's it. Or just like do the same thing that Becky did last month.
Yeah.
You know? Anyway, morphinggrid.tumblr.com is our website. So is jakeandjosh.com. That's where the archives are. You can email us. At littleidiots.morphingrid@gmail.com. We're on Snapple Podcasts. Did I already say Twitter? Twitter at MorphinGrid. Snapple Podcasts. Google Play. Podknife. Podbean. Stitcher. I think I'm running out.
Pod Queen. Pod Woo!
Pod Queen and Pod Woo go to the same place. They go to podflare.com. And that's when you...
Look at what a woo
that's
looks
a,
like.
That's a woo! That's why I leaned back when I did mine. You know the deal. I think I'm running out. Maybe give me a couple days. I'll have some better ones.
Has the joke run its course?
No, never. How dare you? if you leave us a rating review, that'd be great. Help us out a bunch. We'd really appreciate it. Also, we're on Patreon, patreon.com/heyjakeandjosh. For as little as $1 a month, you get some neat stuff in return, including Teddy Teen Gen Fighter from Beverly Hills episodes, which we're coming up on hiatus. Definitely going to get all three of those edited and put up. Because we got three that are recorded for several months now. What else? Plenty of things.
Sonic stuff,
which we're about to talk about more. And I was going to tell you all about my spicy deodorant mishap. But then a picture of Dr. Robotnik showed up. And I don't know if that's as important, if my spicy deodorant.
It's not a matter of importance as much as I now know about a spicy deodorant.
So,
but I don't know the deets.
So I have, I sit down a lot when I do editing. I do a lot of editing. I do a lot of sitting down. So my lower back kind of hurts sometimes, you know. Like what'll happen when you sit in an uncomfortable chair for a while. So I got icy hot patches. I put it on my lower back, and it alternates between hot and is my back wet? And I don't think it's necessarily cold so much as I'm pretty sure my back is wet, but it's not.
All the sweat from the hot. What happens is it goes from hot to off.
And it's just sweat.
It's just sweat.
No, it actually feels cold because there's menthol in it. But the thing is, the menthol leaks through the back of the patch. And so I get
the regular myself.
So I was recording a podcast I was guesting on when does this go up? Week from today?
Yes.
Benny, I was guessing on Benny's new podcast, which is, goes out the 20th, so it's already up. It's called Uruguard's Forge of Creation. I think that's the title.
It's called what?
Uruguard's Forge of Creation, I think.
And what happens on it?
You you basically create a fantasy race. Like there, he has like a bunch of, he has like a couple tables and you get some prompts and then you like take a thing and you just like kind of develop it. It's real fun. It was a real fun time. But I was sitting down for about an hour, hour and a half-ish, and on this pillow that I use to support my lumbar when I'm on the couch recording podcasts, all the menthol from the Icy Hot leaked down. And then I moved it over here while I was exporting, and I leaned down on it, and I got all that menthol right up in my armpit.
Oh, that's the most sensitive area
and
of the
just,
body.
It just felt like I had a bunch of spicy deodorant on.
Oh.
It was bad. Anyway, Dr. Robotnik.
Jalapeno and menthol deodorant.
It was. I was like 2 seconds away from being like, I'm going to go take a shower right now to get this off. But it was, it went away not as fast as I would have liked. I dealt with it longer than I should have. I should have just taken another shower. But
well, as long as you don't have any chemical burns.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm good.
I mean, it looks like a pit from what I can
see.
It's
an armpit, yeah. This is the dangers of only wearing tank tops until it's freezing outside. Anyway, Josh, what's Robotnik look like?
All right, here we go.
Because people come here for their Sonic movie news updates, and you know that.
A tweet from Go Nintendo Tweet, at Go Nintendo Tweet.
Okay.
Came up, because I hit the little search button and just, like, scroll through whatever news Twitter thinks I want to see a lot.
Sure.
And this was on there. It's the first look at Jim Carrey as Dr. Eggman in the Sonic the Hedgehog movie. And then it shows a cop and an old homeless veteran.
He looks like, I would not say a homeless veteran. I would say, what does this remind me of?
He has, Jim Carrey is unrecognizable in the face.
He
has so many prosthetics
on. You asked me, who is this? And I was like, I don't know. Your grandfather. Like, I have no idea.
He's got this really, this stringy gray hair that goes down to like the back of his cranium, just under his ears. It's not shoulder length.
It's about halfway down his head. I think he reminds me of like the guy in charge of Fish and Game.
I could see him being a Fish and Gamer.
Like he's a fish cop, you know? But like he's in a vest. He's got a big paunch. He does not look anything like Robotnik.
He just has a beer belly.
He's just got a. He looks like my dad.
He does a little bit.
He looks
like your dad.
Like my dad. And then James Marsden as a cop is there. Is like, is that Jim Carrey?
He's like, I'm trying to see Jim Carrey, but I can't.
Are you supposed to be Robotnik?
Oh, see, now I'm going too far. You can see in the rearview mirror of the car, but it's just a group of people. I can't pull anything out of it.
Anyway, Sonic the Hedgehog is going to be a weird movie.
It's going to be hopefully as weird as Super Mario Brothers.
I think we've pretty much proven that with, you know, hunting Grandpa Jim Carrey. Anyway.
It's not even a red vest. It's like a brown vest and a beige shirt.
Because he has to hide in the woods when he goes hunts hedgehogs.
Hopefully. Because if you zoom in on it, it's not like the greatest quality picture, obviously, but if you zoom in on it, you can see some like skin tone changes. Maybe this is a clever disguise.
Is he actually playing Robotnik's grandpa?
He's playing Gerald. No, is Gerald the current one?
I think it's Ivo. I think Ivo is the current one.
Gerald is his grandfather.
I think he's playing Gerald.
He's Gerald Robotnik.
Hi, I'm Gerald Robotnik.
All we know is he was cast as Dr. Robotnik.
That's true.
Might not be Ivo.
He's a doctor
Ivo?
Of wildlife
Ivo.
Studies. It's an I, so I say Ivo. I don't know. Sounds like a fake name anyway.
It's Russian.
Anyway, now that we've spent all that time
like the real name Robotnik.
You know, like Robotnik. You want to talk about Power Rangers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we can do that.
All right, well, if you're sure. We started off with Jinxer looking for something, and my TV was turned too far down, so I didn't hear what he said. So I turned it up as he got to a door, and he's like, I'm locked out. Let me in this door. And then he fell through the floor.
He was probably just, like, complaining about Vipra. I can't believe she took me out to the woods to make a stupid woodman.
Probably. And then he falls to the floor, and he lands in Queen Mishira's chamber, and he goes up to her, and it's exactly the same shot as the beginning of last time, where he's like, oh, what's going on here? But it's like, it's different. Like, it's a second time, like, and the fire's a little bigger, so like, whoa, that's some big fire now.
He's, like, shocked that she's on fire.
Yeah.
Even though he definitely saw her catch on fire.
He was there. And then Viper shows up, and she's like, Jinxer, why did you summon me here? He didn't mean to come in here. How could he have summoned her?
I don't know. Viper's stupid.
He fell down. Maybe Bansheera summoned her.
Oh, that could be. Like as a trick. Because yeah. I'm pretty sure he's like, I don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about,
you
and
talking
I'm not going to make you a monster again.
No, that went terrible last time. And then Bansheera's like, Viper, you are bad at everything you do. I'm going to eat you.
And then she gobbles her up with purple lightning.
Yeah, she just zaps her into her mouth, and that gives her her body back. She's like, I'm going to eat your life force.
I thought she was going to be in Viper's body. Like, I thought the actress playing Viper,
Jennifer Yen,
was
going to be playing Bansheera.
Going to be Bansheera, and I did not have a good feeling about that.
I would prefer that, I think. But
what we get isn't better.
No, it's not better. It's a really weird thing, and I'm so confused as to what happens in the Sentai, because Diabolico is back there, too, and like he doesn't have the star power, which I looked for. I made sure to check, but he does have a new thing that he gets in a second. So after she gobbles up, she gets her munch on with Viper, we get the theme song, we come back. And Lokai is there, and he's jazzed about Bansheera because he's so loyal. He's the most loyal boy there ever did was, according to this episode. And maybe earlier episodes confirmed it, but I don't know.
I think so. I don't think Lokai was ever like, man, we better get Bansheera out of the picture.
I feel like he definitely was like, I'm going to kill Olympias. But I think that was because like Olympias betrayed him first.
Yeah.
So I think that's justified.
Also, Bansheera kind of wanted that, we found out.
Yeah. God, I don't get it. And I wish they were all a family so it would mean a little bit more. But like,
yeah,
it is what it is. So he's like, I love the Bansheera's back. We're going to do so much damage. Also, Diabolico, because you're my best friend, I got you a spider brooch.
It's got a big glowy butt.
Its butt's glowing in red, but it's a little brooch just for you.
And he sticks it like on his empty star hole. It's very sweet.
Yeah. And Diabolico's like, oh, thank you. Like
his heart grew three sizes this day.
And then we cut to Bansheera, who's like, hey, Lokai, you're my favorite. You've always been my favorite. And you know that. And everyone knows that. It's well documented that you're my favorite.
You can check the files.
So I want you to go kill. I'm going to let you go kill the Power Rangers now. And he's like, oh, yes. And then he leaves. And apparently he gets a bazooka at some point. He picks up.
It's like a magic demon magic rocket launcher.
He picks up a cool zook somewhere, and then he leaves, and Jinx is like, did you just say that Lokai was your favorite? She's like, oh no, I hate him. I want all of you to die in my service.
Yeah, because Jinxer's basically like, he can't beat the Power Rangers.
And she's like, yeah, no, I know, but like, he'll loosen him up.
She says, like, I'm just using him to track them.
Yeah. And then she does like, I'll kill all of you to kill the Power Rangers, like to Jinxer. And she's like, oh no. But also, Diabolico heard this, like hiding behind a column. So also, she's behind like a bead curtain, like it's the year 2001, and you're at your friend's house.
Your friends have bead curtains?
Everyone has a friend who had a bead curtain. And if you didn't have a friend that had a bead curtain, you're the friend with the bead curtain.
I never had a bead curtain. But no, I totally had a friend who had a bead curtain.
Yeah, right?
God,
I feel like I had two friends that had bead curtains.
Oh, God.
I feel like Josh and other Josh and Eli both had bead curtains at one point in their lives.
Are they fortune tellers?
No.
Then why do you have a bead curtain?
Because
if you are a fortune teller or you own a magic shop,
yes,
you can have a bead curtain and it's fine.
I think what it is that someone somewhere, and I couldn't say on the internet because it's 2003, we barely had the internet then. Someone was like, bead curtains is cool. And my friends were like, yeah, they are. And they got one. I think I don't like about bead curtains is they offer you exactly zero privacy.
They're pointless.
You can't shut a bead curtain. You can't close that
curtain. I did hang a blanket in front of my door. So when you opened my bedroom door, big Patriots blanket was hanging there.
Oh, got the Pates?
So try to bust into my room. I got one extra second.
You got the power of God and Drew Bledsoe on your side.
That's right.
They lost to the Jaguars last night.
Good.
I think the Jaguars are my new team.
How are the Falcons doing? I got to look them
up.
I
don't know. I don't know if they've played yet, but I'm here for Bortles. We cut to Carter running, and he sees a cave, and I think he sees Jinxer go in, or does he see Olympias go in?
No, he's running. He's on like a running path.
Yeah, he's doing a run.
And he sees Jinxer because he ducks behind a bush and Jinxer okay. runs by him and he follows Jinxer to the cave.
Okay. And he like hides behind there and Captain Mustache is like sees something. So he calls him. He's like, Carter, there's trouble. I need you to go to Mariner Stadium. He's like, yeah, sure. And then he looks up and there's Olympias and he's like, oh, hey.
what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy? And then we cut from there to the stadium where the other Rangers show up. And they're like, where's the trouble? And they're looking around. They don't see any trouble. But then they turn.
But then Kelsey's like, let's check the top of the stadium.
What if we go to the top?
Which she only says, because this is the hardest Sentai footage we've seen.
It is real Sentai.
Yeah. She only says that because they run up the seats in a second.
There's like a little insert. I don't know if it's, you know, it has to be later, where it's like a little bit American footage of the Rangers talking, and it's only because it's a close-up on Kelsey, and like not like a full close-up, but like a medium close-up, so like you see her chest and that she is a girl, because in the Sentai, it's a guy. And I think that's literally the only reason, because they're like, we get too close. people will figure it out if we just use the Sentai footage.
Which is weird, because they did not care in Mighty Morphin.
No, they didn't care at all.
That was a like barrel-chested dude.
That was a big man playing Tui Trang, who was like 5'1". Just this explosive 5'1 murder machine. But yeah, and also like in this season, it'll be like, we've seen the same thing. So I don't know why they're like, here's the other talking, close-up of Kelsey. We needed to get it, so we had to do this. So they run up to the top of the stadium. Out pops Lokai. He's got his demon bazooka. It looks like the fireworks shooters from Disney's Mulan.
Yes.
It's one of those, but a bazooka. And he shoots them, and it kills them. They just all die immediately.
Yeah, it shoots them. But we see Chad for 1 second being like, oh no. And then they're just dead in the bleachers.
And then he walks up to Chad. Lokai likes, like, yeah, I'm the best. I'm Lokai. I killed him. And he points the bazooka at him to do a double tap. Just to make sure.
You gotta check.
Yeah. And then Chad sweeps the leg and knocks Lokai down. And they all immediately jump up like this was the plan.
Yeah, because, what the hell's his name? Sky Cowboy.
Joel?
Joel! Thank you. Joel's like, great idea, Chad.
Yeah.
So you guys did not communicate an idea.
This is the second time this happened. This also happened in Strength of the Sun. I only remember that because Benny mentioned it a couple episodes ago. They have their guns trained on him, and they're like, we're going to kill you now, Lokai, or get you, or torture you for information, whatever we're going to do, whatever they plan to do. And then Diabolico shows up, because Lokai's his best friend, apparently, and gave him a cool brooch.
You got him a nice spider chest piece.
A little nice little brooch. Is it brooch or brooch? It's spelled brooch.
I think it can be either.
I'm going to start calling it a brooch, because A, that's funnier, and B, I know it's probably wrong, so I'm going to get some...
Right.
Some crap.
This will be
it.
The one time that you're right, and you'll have to switch back.
Dang it.
I'm going to keep saying brooch, because I've always said brooch.
I'm going to call it a brooch.
And I've always heard brooch. But it is definitely spelled brooch.
Yeah.
It's one of the just unsolved mysteries.
There's no joke
the
here. There's, like, we just don't know. We just don't know what a brooch is. I've only seen and read it. And heard it called a brooch, but I don't know. Maybe it's a different thing. Anyway, this is not the point. This is not a brooch podcast.
Oh, what a fun show that would be. One time.
Welcome to Brooch, Brooch, Brooch.
I think it's brooch.
I'm trying to make a breach joke.
Oh.
But I don't have one. Like, into the brooch. Once more into the brooch. Brooch would be the brooch podcast.
Brooch would be the past tense of breach, right?
Yeah, no, they'd be the past participle. It would be breach, brooch,
brooch,
brooch, breach, beach, breach, breach, brooch.
Yeah, if we're going by the sink, sank, sunk.
Yeah. Anyway, so Diabolico goes to kill them. He kind of makes a save and, like, knocks them down or whatever. And then he's like, now I'm going to kill you because I got Spider-Man powers. Jake still hasn't played the game. So that's...
We have it back.
I know. I was going to buy a desk. And I didn't. And then I went to, and it was gone. And so I found the same desk somewhere else for cheaper, and I forgot to buy it then, because I had to wait till payday. And I was like, okay, I'm going to buy it today, and I forgot. And then this morning, I was like, okay, let me buy this desk. Gone.
They got them. They got all
people
the good
are
desks.
Like, we just love that Amera wood Avalon L-shaped desk that Jake's had his eye on. Everyone snatch them up quick, because they're all gone. I don't know why.
They're not making any more. It's limited edition. That's why they're
all
gone.
It was collectors.
It was a collector's desk.
I got sniped by
collectors. You could have resold it for twice as much.
I hate it. It was a good desk.
I'm sure there will be more.
I'm so salty about it.
You can have Amazon notify you when it's back in stock.
Maybe I will. Anyway, so then Bansheera just like... starts screaming from her chambers, and that shoots him into a portal into the North Pole.
I don't remember what Diabolico said. He just showed up, and he was like, Lokai, my brother.
Lokai.
What is good? and then Bansheera's like, ah! And they just teleport away.
Yeah, they get like sucked up into a portal and spit back out at the North Pole. It's weird.
It's very weird.
And so they wake up, and maybe this is when it is. I think this is when there's insert of scent of American footage.
Maybe. Had to have the demons there to teleport them with her shriek.
Yeah.
Her banshee cry.
Yeah.
And, like, because the Power Rangers were in the middle, it got them. Like, it's just, like, it makes a line.
But
she connects the demon dots and everything within that line.
She definitely meant to scream them back. Because in a second, she's like, gotcha, and you're going to be here forever. But then Diabolical's like, hey, why? What happened?
You brought us to our house.
Why'd you call us home? Why are we grounded? So we get literally one shot. It's 2 seconds long of Carter being thrown and like, tumbling.
It's just like skidding on the ground.
And then cut right back to them, and they are like, this is weird. Where are we? And they see the skull cavern, and Diabolico and Lokai walk up, and they don't see the Rangers yet. And they're like, why are we here?
Yeah, because the happened? Rangers are like, what is this place? I've never been here before.
I've never been here before.
And then it goes to Diabolico, like, why'd you bring us back to the skull cavern?
And then she's like, I did it because you're going to be stuck here, Rangers. And they're like... Why though? And she's like, don't worry about it. I'm Bansheera.
I totally have a plan.
And then Lokai, who they had a little bit of a tiff back at the stadium right before they got screened back, because like Diabolico's like, all right, let's kill him. And Lokai's like, I got it. Queen Bansheera said I'm the best, so I'm going to go kill him. I got it. And he's like, you're an idiot. Like, she clearly hates you. I heard her. And then he goes to fight, and they get screamed over. So now they're like, we need to figure out what's going on. The Diabolico and Lokai, or Diabolico says this, and Lokai's like, I'm just going to go kill the Rangers. So he shoots them, and they don't die. They're fine. And then Chad says, it'll take more than that to defeat us. And Lokai goes, okay, and shoots him again.
Shoots him again.
And then he like runs up to go like push him. But they like swarm him and start pushing him instead.
Yeah, they run out of the smoke from that second shot. Is that this or is that something else?
No, that's now.
No, that's the because they are all juiced up, I guess.
They're just jazzed. They've been drinking green tea all day.
And then they get into like a defensive line.
They Red Rover him.
Pretty much.
And then Diabolico is like, or Bansheera tells Diabolico to shoot them and kill them. He's like, no, I'll kill Lokai, and he's my best friend and comrade. And she's like, if you don't, I'm going to make you. And he's like, what? And then she starts making him, like telepathically controlling him to lift his hand and shoot with the bazooka. And there's like, it's long and protracted, but he ends up shooting. And he's like, Lokai, get out of the way, Lokai, get out of the way. And Lokai doesn't. At one point, he almost does. I thought he was going to like throw the Power Rangers off just as diabolical shot, so he's the only one that got shot.
That is very close to being what happens.
It's pretty close, because they all run back in, and then he's, like, struggling.
To push him more.
Yeah.
You're all pushing him, like, opposite ways. He's not going to go anywhere if you're pushing him from every direction.
There's, like, a little bit of a lake behind him. Maybe they're trying to push him into that.
Oh, into the water.
Because you know demons can't go in the water most of the time.
Unless they can.
Sometimes they do, though. And so he shoots as, like, Lokai is struggling, so there's, like, this perfect opening that's just Lokai, and he gets directly blasted.
The blast just barrels through his chest. He had a big gem in his chest. Did he always have that?
Yeah.
I guess I never noticed it before. I just thought he was, like, this big, slimy monster.
No, it's always been there.
Maybe it's just different lighting, I guess, this episode. There's a lot more daytime shots.
Yeah, and, like, we're in Sentai footage, and it's, like, kind of weird Sentai footage. Like, it's
and
in,
the,
like,
the costumes always look different in Sentai footage.
Yeah.
Most of the time, because they probably are different.
I feel like they used to just send the, like, actual costumes over, and now they're just sending over, like, here's our backup costume. Here's, like, the cheaper looking one that'll travel better.
Here's the one that makes that monster look a little dumber for your American kids.
Yeah, cause for your idiot babies watching. Diabolico runs up to Lokai, who's laying on the ground. He's like, Lokai, no. And in the Sentai footage, like, that's his brother. That's his blood that he just shot and
murdered.
He just
rocket launched.
And he's like, Lokai, no. And Lokai's like, I thought I was always loyal. Like, I'm kind of dumb, I'm loyal.
He knows Bansheera did it.
Yeah.
Because he says, why did the queen do this to me?
I think because he probably heard him
yelling,
like, why are you doing that? Yeah, heard Diabolical yelling.
I mean, he probably heard her, too. She's not subtle.
I don't think she's hiding it.
She's not trying to hide a single thing unless it is to get you to do something.
Yeah.
But once you're, like, once your use is up.
She don't care.
She doesn't care.
So he's like, no, just hold on, conserve your strength. He's like, no, I'm pretty much done for. And then he blows up.
He does, something kind of weird happens, and I don't know how intentional it is or not. It probably varies because it's Sentai footage.
Right.
Because he reaches up to Diabolico. It looks like to grab the bug off of his chest, but Diabolico just takes his hand.
Yeah.
And then he blows up.
So maybe that's how...
I'm thinking that, my theory is that that is how Bansheera is controlling
him. Okay. That might be, because he still has it at the end.
He still has it.
He still has it.
Because he clutches it later when he's talking about Lokai.
Yeah, so, like, stay tuned on the bug. I have no idea. I think that might be as good a theory as any. So he's like, hey, Bansheera, you suck. You blew up my best friend Lokai. I hate you, and I'm no longer your warrior. And she's like, I'll just give me your power right now. And he's like, why would I do that? She's like, I'm just going to take it anyway.
Yeah, she's like, you are my warrior because I still have a use for you and can control you remotely.
Yeah, somehow.
And then he turns him into a bunch of fire.
Yeah, then a bunch of fire pops up around him and the Rangers. And it's like it's coming from him, but it's a little unclear.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is because this is right after she says, you still have a power use.
Yeah, and he's like, I'll never use it for you. And she's like, yes, you will, because I said so. And then does it. We cut back to Carter and Olympias fighting, and he ends up morphing. And then they are about to do so, like, it looks like they're gonna finish the fight, and then Carter just jumps in his dumb little plane.
Stupid little belly plane.
It gets in his belly coffin plane, and it's really dumb, and he flies away.
His skeleton sky loser.
And he flies away, and then Carter's like, where are you? Guys, where are you? Come in. And then Captain Mustache is like, there's a weird thing at the stadium.
Yeah, they went in a portal.
At stadium, go there. And so he goes there, and there's just this big portal over the stadium. And he jumps in.
It looks like it's inside of, like, an Olympic torch, like the big torch.
I thought it was, like, on top of, like, the skybox area.
No, it could be that.
Like, it was the roof of the skybox is just a portal right now for some reason.
And he flies his plane over to it and, like, circles around it. Like, I thought he was going to just go in.
Yeah, but he just jumps.
I say he jumps out of his armor plane with guns on it.
Yeah, it would have been real convenient in a second to have that plane. Yeah. That's for sure. So he lands and Diabolico's there and he's about to kill Diabolico. But Diabolico's like, wait, you have to listen to me. He's like, no, never. You're Diabolico. Why would I do that? He's like, because I know how to save your friends. He's like, okay, go on. Like, what? And he's like, you need to hit her where her heart should be. Because she doesn't have one.
Yeah, he did say that to Lokai.
Right.
While he was dying. He was like, she doesn't have a heart. Well, it's like, you're demons, dude. None of you have hearts.
Yeah, do any of you? That's new information to me, I guess. So he is like, hold on a little longer, guys. And he runs up 100 flights of stairs. So many stairs. It's like that scene of Hercules,
yeah,
the animated movie. And he gets to the top, and then some baddies attack him.
And we keep cutting back to the Rangers in the fire being like, it's so hot, Carter, please.
Carter, please.
You're a fireman, Carter. Please put it out.
Please help with this fire, Carter, please. For us, your friends who are on fire, please. And so he runs up 100 flights of stairs, and he gets there, and there's some baddies. And he kills all the baddies, mostly by shooting them, which I love. He's just like real shooty this episode. And then he gets to the Narbacular drop mouth, and he's like, she's probably in there, and jumps in, I think, right? Is that what happens?
Yeah, he does.
Which seems like, it's like a little, it's like fire, and he's like, that she's got to be in there. It's like, that's dangerous.
The light's on in that room.
I'm going to check that out. And he gets up to her big bead curtain, little dais, and he's like, Bashira, I'm here to kill you to save my friends. And she's like, nope. And so he runs at her with his baton, and she goes, bah. And he breathes like cold on him, and he falls down.
Yeah, it blows him back into a pillar.
Yeah, and he's like, oh no. And then he stands up, and she grabs him with lightning and starts like strangling him. And he's like, I know your weakness. It's one thing that it's my strength. And she's like, come again for Bigfoot? But then he shoots her.
Yeah, he goes on a whole thing about how I have a heart.
Well, that's in a second, because he shoots her, and he lands.
Oh, right, right.
Because she let him go, and she's like, I must have this power. What is it? I need it. I want it. And he's like, it comes from inside of me. It's I have a heart, and you don't, and you never will, and I do, though. And she's like, ah. And then he hits some buttons on his battle booster and starts running at her, and she shoots him with lightning, but he just runs through it, like he powers through it. And then Detroit smashes her right in the heart, and she blows up the whole skull cavern.
Yeah. It blasts the Rangers back to the stadium?
I think so.
It's American footage now, and you can tell by how blown out the colors on their costumes
are. They are very bright. Yeah, and then they land, and they're like, oh, Carter got us out of there, but where is he? And it's like, oh, Carter was in the building that blew up? He's probably dead. Carter's probably not alive anymore. But then there's almost a second of tension.
Because Chad is like, man, we made it, and he didn't. And he punches the ground. But I feel like before his fist makes contact, Carter's like, hey, guys, I'm on the overpass.
Hey, I'm over here. Guys, it's me, Carter. Your Red Ranger friend.
And like, they're doing a lot in this episode. This episode is packed.
This episode feels like it's about to end, and there are at least two more fakeouts.
Yeah.
Like, for real.
But, like, let it hang for 2 seconds?
Just a second.
There's no drama when he's like, where's Carter? I'm right here.
Carter? That's me.
It's Carter. I'm here.
And they're like, oh, yay. You made it. Yay. Woo. So he runs down to, like, help them all up. And then Queen Bashira stomps down, and she's giant now, because when your castle blows up, you get to be big.
Yep.
And then they're like, oh no. And she's like looming over them, and it's the end of the show shot. Like, it's the same feeling you get when it's about to say, to be continued.
Yeah.
But then they call their Zords, and they get in their Zord, and they do a Zord fight. And it's a regular Zord. So it's got the ladder arms. It's fine. Nothing really happens. She blocked out the sun, I think. That might have been earlier. No, that's now, I think. I don't know what they did. They have a laser now.
It's like a little wrist rocket.
A little wrist rocket laser, which is neat, and they shoot that at her, and then she disappears.
She just blinks out.
And they're like, where'd she go? Do a scan. And there's like a solid 2 minutes of them doing a scan.
You couldn't cut 2 seconds out of this to hang on if Carter made it a little
right?
bit?
And so they do this scan, and it sets up that, like, turn around, there she is.
Yeah.
But there she isn't.
She's not here. She's gone.
She just left. And then we cut to Olympias, who's like, did my mother survive? What did they do? And then he hears,
I guess her laugh echoes over everything.
The world.
The whole world.
And he goes, that's my mom.
My mom is okay.
My mom's okay. And then I was like, okay, that's going to be the end. And it's not, because we cut from there to, I think, the destroyed remains of the Skull Cavern with Queen Bansheera looking at the camera going, I'm Queen Bansheera and I'm going to get the Power Rangers.
Her face is bad.
It's pretty bad.
Her whole look is pretty bad. Her head is like Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal.
A little bit. Her teeth are real sharp and needly. It reminds me of like The Thing, the movie The Thing.
Yeah.
But like a bad Power Rangers version of it. And she's got three gems on her head, which I did not notice at all until right now.
Yeah, I noticed them before, too. I don't know. I thought they were, like, supposed to be bug eyes.
I thought they kind of were, like, representing, like, Viper and Olympias and, Loki, but they didn't. I don't know.
I wish that anything happened because she ate Viper.
Yeah,
but instead, Viper's just gone.
She just ate Viper.
And that gave her the power to bust out of that radical rock.
That gave her bodily form back. They say the words bodily form about 10 times. So then she's like, I'm Queen Bansheera and I'm going to kill the Power Rangers. And that's where the episode should end. But it doesn't. It's a third fake out.
So many.
And then we cut to Diabolico on top of a roof who's like, I swear vengeance on behalf of Loki and just Loki.
This is when he clutches his new spider brooch.
Yeah. He's like, I didn't care for Viper. And then that's where he starts walking away.
He walks away for 15 seconds before it finally freeze frames.
They couldn't have cut from here to give Carter's attention? So that walks away for so long that I'm like, are they going to cut to something else?
I thought they were just going to keep going. I thought we were in like a triple episode of Power Rangers that we could not get out of.
I think We Have Concerns ended, and I was like, I will carry this torch for you, Anthony Carboni. So, Josh, that's the end of the episode for the fourth time. What's the best? I have one.
You have one.
If you don't.
I'm trying to think, because I think there was something, but I can't remember. What was yours?
My best is Carter going, I have a power that you don't. It's my heart. And then punching her in so hard that her whole house blows up.
I do like that, but his speech was clunky.
It was very clunky, but the very end part of it was what I loved the most. Because he also had to fight through a lightning blast, which I always love.
I will best that part post-speech. Him running through the lightning and punching her in the chest.
I'm besting
Blowing up the entire Skull Cavern.
I'm besting the punch and the sentiment of that speech. Not necessarily the content of the speech itself. What's the worst?
I want to say Bansheera's face might be the worst.
I don't think you're wrong. I think it's the bead curtain.
The bead curtain's not great. I didn't know. I thought it was just like a cut effect.
No, it's just like she just got like a bead curtain so no one can like come say hi to her.
If not that, it's how kind of rushed some stuff felt so they could squeeze it. Particularly the is Carter here or not scene.
This episode felt like it was an episode and a half worth of stuff.
Yeah.
That they had to like scrunch together.
They thought they had 41 episodes.
Yeah.
But they only ended up having 40, so they had to scrunch some stuff in.
I think I'm gonna best or worst just Bansheera in general.
I think so, because her whole vibe is just off, right?
Yeah, it's just a little weird, and I get what they're trying to do. Like, they're trying to make her like so callous and evil that she'll kill her children and servants and like she doesn't care.
And I can appreciate trying to make villains a little sympathetic.
Yeah, so they did that with Diabolico.
Yeah.
You know, and I get that. And I want to worst Bansheera and be like, she's so evil, she's the worst. Like, give her like an honest worst.
Right.
But it's just like there's something weird about Bansheera. And I think it's because she spent about 25 episodes as a rock. And I just don't care about her at all.
Yeah.
Who's the MVP?
I'm going to give it to Chad. I think he stepped up while Carter was gone, and he did a lot of good Red Ranger stuff while he was in charge.
I'm going to give it to Diabolico.
Okay.
I agree with you. I think Chad did a lot of good. He had some Red Ranger moments. He did a lot of good work. I'm going to give it to Diabolico because his heart grew three sizes.
Yeah, that's true.
When he got a spider brooch from his best friend Loki.
He has this big glowing butt spider on his chest, but he loves it so much because it's a gift from his best friend.
And like he has a little bit of a face turn, And then, like, you think he dies, but he doesn't. And then, like, now there's, like, that wrinkle still left out right there where he's, like, an evil demon. But he definitely hates Bansheera the most.
Man, we have 3 episodes left. I really hope Ryan shows back up.
I was just thinking that, too. I thought Diabolico was going to walk away, and we're going to cut to Ryan doing something.
Because I thought it makes sense now that Bansheera was in the ruins of the Skull Cavern. But I thought she was in that, like, underground crypt.
The tomb, yeah.
Yeah. But I don't, I mean, why would that be blown up and on fire?
Right. Well, I mean, last time they were there, they just flew out and Ryan left. He didn't blow it up or anything. Right. He knocked a pillar down a while ago, but that's it. Anyway, now we got to rank it.
Yeah. What do we think about it versus the volcano episodes? Just to give us a little...
That's actually pretty close.
Yeah.
I think that feels about right. What was Rising from Ashes?
That was one of the volcano episodes, maybe?
Are you sure?
There were 2.
There were 2.
Go Volcanic is the one with the gun?
Yes, that's the one with the real gun.
Rising from the Ashes.
That's the one where the thing comes out of it and they have to fight that.
Yeah.
I think it was the second episode was that one. Or maybe that was the first part of that accidental two-parter.
I don't remember.
I think it goes under that.
Under Ashes or under both of them?
Under Go Volcanic.
Okay.
But I don't think it's... I don't remember anything about anything literally at all about Ryan's destiny.
It was his destiny.
Oh, that's the one where he fights the Cobra, I think.
Is it?
I think it's the one where he fights the Cobra, and then at the end, a little baby Impus turns into a dog boner and starts flying towards
Earth. Might be right.
I think it goes above Ryan's destiny, but below Go Volcanic, because I really did like Diabolico.
That's true.
In this episode.
So you heard it here first. Better than a dog boner.
Better than the start of a dog boner. Not the end of a dog boner. That's a little bit higher up.
See, now we have to put
on
an explicit tag.
No, we don't. It's fine. These are all regular words, and no one's going to tell on us. Everyone here is very cool. So coming in at number 25, Wrath of the Queen. All right, and that's going to do it for us for today. Josh.
Yeah.
What are we watching next?
All right, next up is Rise of Lightspeed Super Demons.
Oh, dip. Well, that is on Friday, and we will see you then. But until then, I'm just going to run with it.
May the power protect you.
I gotta stop yawning, dog. What?
That struck me. I don't know. Why'd you call me dog?
I call people dog now. I don't know what happened.